High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's been a lot of talk around the South Africa's automotive aftermarket and the competition, promoting competition in this space. Joining us on the line is Competition Commission spokesperson, Siyabulela Makunga. Very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Very good morning. Thank you for having us, and good morning to your listeners.
It's been a very, very contentious and interesting area, the aftermarket service industry around the in the automotive market. Give us a bit of a background. How was this brought to the Competitions Commission?
Well, the Commission received a multiple of complaints from the independent service providers as well as consumers, essentially raising an issue of economic participation in the sector. That they find it difficult to participate meaningfully in the space of repairing, servicing, and trading of motor vehicles. And consumers were generally talking about the difficulties in terms of freedom of choice for them to be able to shop around when they need to service and maintain their vehicles after obviously they purchase it from different dealerships. It does look like the space was concentrated and was quite prescriptive to consumers as to where you service or repair your vehicle.
So effectively what was happening was that that customers were almost being locked in to certain providers, and there wasn't a broad access to choice, I guess.
Most certainly, you would have a situation where, in its current form, the system only allows you to service your motor vehicle with what we call OEM, the original equipment manufacturers, all in warranty vehicle, and also you were not allowed to buy this kind of service, repairing of your vehicle, service plans, maintenance plans, from third parties. So when they are effected on 1st July 2021, the guidelines that would ensure that customers have got that leeway of shopping around for service plans, for maintenance plans. And really this would is expected to promote consumer choice and bring down the cost of repairing and servicing vehicles.
Because so many of us have been under the impression, and when I read when I was reading up on your findings and on the commission, it was quite interesting to note, because we almost have this impression that, well, we buy the car from somebody and then it's free. But in fact, it's not free. We've paid for it and continue to pay for it, really. But it just simply locks us in and we don't have the ability to look and to shop around.
Most certainly, one of the issues that we want to bring into the space, one is to unbundle the cost of purchasing, servicing and maintaining vehicles. That customers should be made aware of what costs are you going to buy a vehicle and what costs are you buying a service and maintenance plan. But then again, we want to bring about transparency. As you had correctly put it, that customers were not aware of what costs are they paying for all these different elements in terms of purchasing vehicles. So going forward, we will now have a situation where consumers are able to make informed decisions when they purchase, service, or maintain their vehicles.
What is the process now that this has gone through the commission? How soon will the automotive industry need to start adhering to this?
The motor industry is expected to be preparing itself between the time of the publishing of the guidelines and the actual day when they come to effect, which is the 1st of July, 2021. I must say that we have received quite a positive response.
Wonderful.
From organizations like NAMSA as well as the Black Association for Panel Beaters.
Yes.
saying that they have been waiting for this moment, that indeed their members would now be able to participate meaningfully in this automotive sector, where there was a lack of transformation, accessibility, and really economic participation by emerging panel beaters in the space. So what is going to happen now from the 1st of July, we expect all traders, all aftermarket service providers to be compliant with the guidelines. And we are appealing on anyone who may pick up that there is a delay and or resistance in terms of compliance to be in contact with us or the ombudsman, which is set specifically to deal with the motor industry related disputes, as well as the Consumer Protection Commission, the National Consumer Commission, so that we can be able to deal with those
non-compliant
to comply with the guidelines.
I think this is absolutely amazing. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Siyabulela Makunga, who is the Competition Commission spokesperson, talking about how South African automotive aftermarket promotes competition around motoring issues. I'd love your thoughts on that. Did you consider this?